may be considered too disturbing or mature for some audiences, listener discretion is strongly advised. For those sticking around, you've been warned.
Good evening and welcome to all you loyal listeners and all you fresh new initiates alike. Producing a monthly horror radio drama is a monstrous undertaking. If you enjoy stalking the shadows with us every month, we urge you to join the Frightmare Theater Undead family and support us on Patreon, where you will receive members-only special content. Please consider rating and reviewing the show on iTunes as well. Oh, well, that's our cue. Thanks for listening and enjoy tonight's terrifying episode.
The hour has grown late, and shadows lurk around every corner. As if the esoteric chanting ringing out in the night from outside your window wasn't enough, now the strange symbols that appeared on your walls last week are bleeding again. I guess it's time to buck up, grab your ritualistic headpiece, and join in the festivities. For now is the time, once again, to turn down the lights and turn up the terror, as you are welcomed into the open, grasping, terrible arms of Frightmare Theater.
Boys and ghouls, and welcome back to another impressively imposing installment of Frightmare Theatre. I am, as ever, your maliciously malevolent MC, Dr. Necropolis, joined here in the Arcane Studio by our station manager, Al, and of course our melodious, masterful musical director, Agnes. Hit me one more time there, Agnes, dear.
Didn't do it.
Of course not, Agnes, dear. It's this blasted shelf. I told Greg this shelf needed to be fixed a week ago. I keep all my important motivational morbid memento mori memorabilia on here. How am I to go on without my morbid memento mori memorabilia, Agnes?
Don't know. Don't care.
Oh, damn it. Where is Greg? Isn't it that horrendous hunchback's job to perform proper maintenance around here?
Management sent him to Burning Man, remember? He's on assignment in the field for a future special segment.
So where is he? Burning Man ended weeks ago.
Hold on a tick. Perhaps this is simply meant to be. Unfortunate as it is, it appears our grimy, grotesque hunchback handyman Greg has been lost to those desert sands of time. There is no use in our searching any longer for that which we know in our hearts is gone forever. So after attempting with all due diligence, we must be strong and move forward. Oh, now, Al, it's sweet to try and remember the man for what he was, but we are better off looking to the future and carrying on without sweet, simple, stinky Greg.
Hi, friends!
Greg!
Son of a bitch.
That's me! Does anyone have some aloe? Oh, wait! When I got to Burning Man, I had a hunch I'd get a sunburn. But I never figured my hunch would get so sunburned. Who would have thought the desert would be so hot?
How was Burning Man, Greg?
Total letdown. Not a one single Burning Man in sight. So I thought, heck, I'll get the party started.
What did you do, Greg?
Oh, my little guy on fire.
You did what?
Yeah. They didn't seem to like that too much and got the guy put out pretty quick. incinerating people is apparently on their list of no-nos for some reason. But the guy didn't seem to mind. He gave me a high five and a bag of mushrooms, and we're off to join a drum circle. Total snooze fest, if you ask me.
That's it? That's all?
Yep. That's all I got.
Really? Well, riveting review, Greg. So glad it was worth the cost of sending you out there.
You made me hitchhike there! And I had to beg a guy in pixie makeup and a crotchless banana costume to get a ride home. Boy, I gotta say, if I never see another banana in my life, it'll be too soon.
Speaking of begging, boys and ghouls, you won't have to persuade me to introduce tonight's Furious Furry Fiction. Prepare yourself for this bizarre and blood-curdling bestial beauty we call Beg.
Well, I think that's the last of it.
Very much appreciated, Sam. This ought to get us through the first part of the season, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Glad to help, as always. When you live out here so far from the ribble rabble, it helps to have a friend. Not exactly a neighbor.
Yep. You're the closest to humanity I prefer to get these days.
I hear you. It gets lonely, though.
Well, not for me. I've got Golly here. You need to get you a dog, bud. All the company a guy could want.
If you say so. I've never been much for the animals myself. They're just another type of crazy, if you ask me. Especially lately.
How do you mean?
Nothing. Hey, Ivan.
Hmm?
You ever get scared living out here?
What?
It's just so far from the city and other people. Starts to get to me sometimes.
Sam, I live out here for that exact reason. I love the seclusion.
Oh, me too. Absolutely, but...
What?
I've been hearing some strange things in the trees lately.
Sam...
And not just that. Someone or something came up and banged on my window and rattled the handle of my door and...
Sam.
And then I just heard them scurry
kids,
off.
Kids, Sam. Just kids.
Oh, sure, I know, but... Whew. Sure feels good to get all that out.
Oh, Jesus, man. Breathe.
But how many kids get out this far? I know the farm had some issues not too long ago, but that's only a quarter mile from the city, and there are homes out there. There ain't anyone else around here for miles but me and you.
Sam, I assure you, I did not come to your place in the middle of the night.
Exactly. That's why I bring it up. Then, afterwards, I hear...
Sam, sounds like it was a bad dream.
No. When I came out to check, I heard the most awful...
What?
Nothing. You're right. It was just a dream. Good grief. Look at me, going soft.
No, I understand. If I didn't have Golly, that'd probably get me a little shaky too. Well, I better be off.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You be all right here tonight?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Well, don't get too spooked. You'll end up running back to the city with all the real nutters.
Never. Be good, Ivan. See you in a month or so.
Back at you, partner. I hear you, boy. I hear you. All right. Calm down, Golly.
Golly, stop, for Pete's sake.
Go, buddy. Well, Golly, what's this now? Well, come on, boy, let's go. Golovan, what do you see? Is that? Get off me, Golly! Get out from behind my legs, you foul thing! Oh, damn it, you filthy animal! Oh, now you go! Get on in the house! Oh, right in the shoe and everything! Damn, Golly! Now you go to sleep, Golovan. I am so mad at you right now. No, you quit your crying. Oh, what a day.
Thank you, Jim, for that illuminating and somewhat morbid update of local history. As we all know, the canine is much more revered as a pet in modern America than it was back in the beleaguered 19th century. In other news, we go live to Carol
Morning. Hello? Who's here? Hey, Golovan, you hear anything, boy? Golly, you awake?
Little guy's all tuckered out. Oh, damn it. Now I'm the one having bad dreams.
Who is it? Who's there? Show yourself, goddammit! You hear that? That's the sound of your end. You don't show yourself right now. Golovan! Come on, where's that dog? Well, if he's still asleep, means it was a damn dream. I'm starting to act like Sam. His story's got me freaked, that's all. Better check the locks and windows. I'm losing it at my age, boy. Not one stitch out of place. Everything locked and secure. Get a hold of yourself. Too many late nights, I suppose. Be morning soon and this'll all be over. Just gotta get there.
What? Gullivan? The damn door? But how? Gullivan, what are you doing? How'd you get out? Come on, boy. Let's see what's what.
Well, old man, the time draws near.
How am I understanding you?
Obviously, it was your friend there. He imprinted on you right at the turning and implored us that we discuss matters with you before the...
What? Gullivan?
Yeah. He who bears the servant name you have printed on him. That is not who he is.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm armed, and one, this isn't, can't be happening. And then two, I will fire on you.
Don't, Ivan.
Oh, God. Golly!
It is me, Ivan. Do not pull that trigger.
What the hell has happened?
Rejoice, old man. It is the cutting. Such an important and historic occasion.
Oh, God. Oh, God. What is this?
Breathe, Ivan. This will be over soon.
Back! Stay back! Peace.
Ivan, please listen. I marked you tonight so that you could hear us and possibly gain some understanding. Please don't waste that gift.
You marked me? The piss in my shoe. What the hell is going on?
Now look, I wanted you to know. You have always been good to me. You deserve better than the others.
Listen to him. You will not have another opportunity, I assure you.
It is now time for the leash to change hands.
What are you saying?
The new masters have spoken. Those melodic howls. It's your time, old man, is at an end.
Now. I already told you. You deserve better. I want to treat you with the same dignity you have treated me with over these years. I do love you, Ivan.
I
There is only one way that you can avoid sharing the fate of the others of your kind in the cutting.
Enough! Enough! Back! Back, beasts! Both of you!
You are the only beast here, old man, and you are no longer in control.
Everywhere.
With no intention of utilizing their carcass? Would it not be fitting to stomp you out as you have carelessly done with us? Is that not what you know as justice?
No!
Her bounty without actual need. Now, you will all be so much kindling.
Ivan, there is only one way for you to live through this, Ivan. One way to avoid the cutting.
And what is that, Golovin?
Beg.
What?
Beg. As you made me beg all my life, for food, for the privilege of going outdoors, for your attention, for seemingly anything I could ever need.
No.
Beg for your life, and we will grant it to you.
I don't believe you. I do this for you, and what? You leave me here to go about my life? No, I am a threat to you. You will kill me no matter what.
Old man, you are no threat to us, I assure you. But we would not abandon you here. You will serve a purpose for our greater good.
What do you mean?
How is it we came to be in your house this evening? Do you think we have all grown opposable thumbs? Bring him up.
Sam? Sam, what? Is that you? Here, let me help. Jesus, man, what have they done to you?
Come on, brother, did you help? Burn.
Oh my God, you bastard stuck his tongue.
Nonsense. We simply gave him the knife and held him with our jaws while he joined in the cutting. You see, we will no longer take commands from your kind. And an idle tongue will only stay still for so long. He did not have the benefit of sleep of his own, that would implore us for mercy. So we saw to it that the offending tissue was removed. And a few digits off one appendage as well, to make sure he knew the stakes. They were delicious.
Sam!
You see, we will need help during this transition. Mankind has so many ongoing institutions in place to ensure your lives have meaning and are comfortable. Some things we can let run their natural course. Some others will require attention. We have acquired copious knowledge of your ways over centuries spent watching, learning, and planning. More than you could ever know or expect. But alas, we still cannot physically operate complex machinery, push the correct buttons, open doors. We require the assistance of a special, chosen few. Would you join us and return the favor bestowed upon you by your companion?
Oh, Christ!
Oh, would you be so much meat?
Beg. Beg. Beg.
No!
Oh, Ivan.
Careful, Gulliver. I am sorry for your loss, but pity can mask cowardice as bravery. Do not deny that his choice is without honor. No, let him have his time to grieve. Besides, he should have the first taste.
Thank you. He would not have lasted long as our companion. Ivan had really passed his prime in human years. It is better this way. Thank you for your consideration.
Then let your friend feed you one last time. Let us feast and continue the battle.
Another happy ending. What a wonderfully wicked way to wind down a story. I just love a good underdog tale.
Oh, that was not your best.
Well, it's certainly better than Greg's worthless nothing review of Burning Man.
I just don't see why in a festival called Burning Man, not one man was with the brains. Or lady. I'm an equal opportunity guy. But not one!
I know what you mean, Gregory.
Ah! Hi, announcer guy! You've been to Burning Man, too?
Yes. I was there in the beginning. 1986. The summer of love. Excitement and endless possibility filled the air like an electrical current. The prospect was too tantalizing. I imagined I could smell the roasting flesh, hear the screams of pain and desire. Before I had even arrived, anticipation was delightful. I could barely contain my excitement. And then they just lit a big scarecrow on fire and danced around like happy little idiots. Not as advertised. Very disappointing.
Zero stars!
Well, there you have it, little beasties. No accounting for taste, especially in regards to our creepy carnivorous canine chronicle this evening. Cruel they may be, but in this day and age, it's best to realize that everyone is a critic. So, mind those manners out there, my little beasties. Until next time.
Tonight's radio theater presentation, entitled Beg, was written by Jeremy Shelton and directed by Nathan Shelton, and featured the voice talents of Drew Dively, Nathan Shelton, Heath Hillhouse, Tyler Tracy, Fiona Mobley, and Nicole McLaughlin. The Frightmare Theater theme and supplemental music is created by the terrifyingly talented Chris Porcelli and Allison Johnston, and can be found along with other haunting scores at chrisporcellipiano.com. Be sure to stalk Frightmare Theater on social media and subscribe to the Frightmare Theater podcast via Apple Podcast, Spotify, Audible, YouTube, or your favorite listening app. All previous petrifying episodes of Frightmare Theater can be unearthed at frightmaretheaterpodcast.com. We so deeply wish to thank you for listening and hope you explore the depths of human terror with us again for an all-new episode. Until then, I am the announcer wishing you pleasant dreams.